Section 11, Vehicle Inspection Test. This section covers internal inspections, all vehicles, passenger vehicle inspections, school bus vehicle inspections, lights operations check, all vehicles, external inspections, all vehicles, combination vehicle inspections. Federal and jurisdictional laws require that CDL drivers inspect their vehicle to determine if it is safe to drive. A vehicle inspection will help you find problems or defects that can cause a breakdown or, even worse, a crash. It is important to inspect all vehicle components for proper working order. During your CDL vehicle inspection test, your inspection will focus on the safety critical items for the operation of your vehicle. During this inspection, you must show you have the knowledge to determine the vehicle is safe to drive. During the test, you will only be required to inspect one vehicle axle. However, you should be prepared to perform the same inspection described in Section 11.5.2 on all of the vehicle axles. The vehicle inspection used to evaluate your basic knowledge does not cover all the federal inspection guidelines. It is your responsibility to be knowledgeable of the federal motor carrier safety regulations. For safety purposes, you should use wheel chocks during the vehicle inspection test. You will have to walk around and enter/exit the vehicle to conduct the inspection. When exiting the vehicle, you must set the parking brakes and place the vehicle in neutral. When entering/exiting the vehicle, you must safely exit/enter by facing the vehicle and maintaining 3 points of contact at all times. When entering/exiting a bus, safely enter/exit by facing forward and maintaining a firm grasp on the handrail. You are only required to inspect the items on the CDL vehicle inspection checklist. You may use the checklist provided in this section for your test and check off items as you have completed them, but no additional markings or writing may be placed on this list prior to the test. You must name, point to, and or touch, and fully explain to the examiner what you are inspecting each safety critical item for. If you do not, you will not get credit for the items. You will not have to crawl under the vehicle. Any vehicle that has components marked or labeled other than by the manufacturer cannot be used for the vehicle inspection test. Failure to follow instructions or unsafe act. Failure to follow examiner instructions for completing the test as directed may result in an automatic failure, and the test may be terminated by the examiner. Always follow the examiner's instructions and directions. If you do not understand the instructions, ask the examiner for clarification. Committing an unsafe act, E.G., forgetting to set the parking brake, may result in an automatic failure for an unsafe act, and the test may be terminated by the examiner. Safety of the driver, the examiner, and the testing area is of the highest priority. Always think safety. 11.1. Internal inspection, all vehicles. Study the following vehicle parts for the vehicle you will be using during the CDL, vehicle inspection test. You should be able to identify each part and tell the examiner what you are looking for or inspecting. 11.1.1- in vehicle/engine start. Lighting indicators. Description. Dashboard indicator lights for signals, flashers, headlights, high beam, anti-lock braking system, ABS, and diesel exhaust fluid, DEF/diesel particulate filter, DPF. Why inspect? Indicates which functions are active or warns of problem vehicle components. Inspection. Each of the following items must be inspected. Inspect to make sure the dash indicators work when the vehicle starts and when corresponding lights are turned on, including left turn signal indicator, right turn signal indicator, four-way emergency indicator, high beam headlight indicator, ABS indicator on dashboard, and for combination vehicles only. The rear driver, side trailer, ABS light should turn on then off, if equipped. DEF indicator, if equipped. Note, operational inspection of actual turn signals, four-way indicators, and high beam functions must be done separately during the lights operation inspection, described in Section 11.4. Next page, page 11-2. Emergency equipment. Description: required emergency equipment. Why inspect? Emergency equipment must be available and in usable condition. Inspection. Inspect for spare electrical fuses, if used, or identify circuit breakers. Inspect for a properly charged and secured fire extinguisher. Inspect for 3 red reflective triangles, 6 fusee flares, or 3 liquid burning flares. Note, if the vehicle is not equipped with electrical fuses, you must mention this to the examiner and identify the vehicle operates on circuit breakers. Windshield and traffic monitoring devices. Description: windshield, mirrors, and other monitoring devices, such as cameras. Why inspect? Cracks, obstructions, stickers, or dirt in the driver's viewing area can cause the driver to lose sight of changes in road conditions or other traffic around the vehicle. Inspection. Inspect that the windshield is clean with no obstructions, except for an inspection sticker. There could be no damage, such as cracks or flaws to the glass. Inspect that mirrors are clean and adjusted properly from the inside when present or if equipped. Inspect that rear and side view monitoring devices or cameras are clean and in working condition. Devices should be viewable from the inside, and the video display must be operable and adjusted for viewing. Wipers/washers. Description: windshield wipers and washers. Why inspect? Wipers improve visibility during rain and snow. Worn blades reduce visibility. Washers exist in keeping the windshield clean. Inspection. Inspect that wiper arms and blades are secure, not damaged, and demonstrate wipers operate smoothly by turning them on and off. Inspect for windshield washer fluid and demonstrate windshield washers operate correctly by activating the washers. Heater/defroster. Description: heats cab or passenger compartment and prevents frost or condensation from forming on windshield. Why inspect? The defroster improves visibility, especially during cold weather. Inspection. Identify, describe, and demonstrate the heaters and defrosters work correctly by operating the controls. Horns. Description: air and or electrical horns used for warning other roadway users, E.G., cars, motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Why inspect? The horn is a device that must function properly in order to warn other roadway users of your presence and avoid potential collisions. Inspection. Inspect that air horn and or electrical horn work. Parking and trailer brake check. Description: keeps vehicle from moving or rolling when parked. Why inspect? The parking brakes must function when a vehicle is parked, especially when on a grade. A vehicle allowed to roll could cause damage or injury to other roadway users or property. Inspection. You'll be required to demonstrate the parking brake check and trailer parking brake check if equipped. This procedure is designed to determine that the parking brakes are working correctly and they keep the vehicle from moving. Parking brake. With the parking brake engaged, trailer brakes release on combination vehicles, if applicable. Remove foot from service brake and inspect that the parking brake will hold the vehicle by gently pulling forward with the parking brake on. Trailer brake. With the parking brake released and the trailer parking brake engaged, combination vehicles only, remove foot from service brake and inspect that trailer parking brake will hold the vehicle by gently pulling forward with the trailer parking brake on. Also, assists in checking the coupling connection with the trailer. Next page, page 11-3. Service brake check. Description: procedure to be followed to inspect the application of air, hydraulic, or electric service brakes. Why inspect? This procedure is designed to make certain that air, hydraulic, or electric service brakes are operating correctly for normal operation. Inspection. You will be required to demonstrate the application of air, hydraulic, or electric service brakes. This procedure is designed to determine that the brakes are working correctly and that the vehicle does not pull to one side or the other at a low speed. Pull forward at 5 miles per hour. Apply the service foot brake and come to a complete stop. Inspect to see that the vehicle does not pull to either side and stops when the service brake is applied. If the vehicle pulls to either side or does not stop well, the brakes may not be working correctly. 11.1.2- Air brake or hydraulic brake check. Based on type of brake system. Air brake check. Air brake equipped vehicles only. Description. Procedures to be followed in inspecting air brake systems. Why inspect? Air brake safety devices vary. This procedure is designed to make certain that safety devices are operating correctly as air pressure drops from normal to low air conditions. Loss of air pressure will cause the emergency brakes to activate, causing an abrupt and uncontrolled stop. Inspection. Failure to explain and demonstrate perform all four parts of the air brake check correctly will result in an automatic failure of the CDL vehicle inspection test. The proper procedures for inspecting the air brake system are as follows. 1. Air gauge and governor cutout check. Chock the wheels if required. Start the vehicle and inspect that the air gauges is working. Build the air pressure to governor cutout and identify the range of activation. This will occur at approximately 120-140 PSI or level specified by the manufacturer. 2. Air leakage rate test. Shut off the engine, return the key to the on or battery charge position, release the parking brake, all vehicles, and the tractor protection valve, combination vehicles. Fully apply the foot brake. Once the air gauge is stabilized after the initial drop from applying the brakes, hold the foot brake for 1 minute. Inspect the air gauge to see if the air pressure drops no more than 3 pounds in 1 minute, single vehicle or trailer without air brakes, or 4 pounds in 1 minute, combination vehicle after initial stabilization. 3. Air warning devices test. Without restarting the engine, make sure the key or electrical power is in the on or battery charge position. Begin fanning off the air pressure by applying and releasing the foot brake and identify the level of the low air warning devices, buzzer, light, and flag activates. The low air warning devices, buzzer, light, and flag should activate before air pressure drops below 55 PSI. 4. Emergency brakes test. Continue to fan off the air pressure. The parking brake or emergency brake valve should close, pop out, between 20 PSI and 45 PSI, no less than 20 PSI and no more than 45 PSI, or level specified by the manufacturer. On air-operated trailers, the tractor protection valve and trailer parking brake or emergency brake valve should close, pop out, at the same time or prior to the valve for the truck/tractor/bus. You will need to identify the level specified by the manufacturer for the vehicle you are testing in. If the vehicle's valves are not designed to pop out, you will need to listen for the sound of air discharging from the air system, which indicates the parking or emergency brakes have been applied. If the vehicle is equipped with a primary and secondary air brake system, you will need to explain that there is a backup system and that the valves will not pop out due to loss of pressure in only one of the systems. Note, you will need to explain the specific procedures specified by the manufacturer for the vehicle you are testing in. It is your responsibility to know and describe to the examiner the vehicle manufacturer's specifications for air systems or hydraulic brake check. Hydraulic brake equipped vehicles only. Description. Procedure to be followed to inspect hydraulic brakes. Types of hydraulic brake systems and inspection procedures will vary. Why inspect? Damaged hydraulic hoses, leaks in the braking system, or low hydraulic fluid will result in a partial or total loss of the braking system that may result in increased stopping distances or a crash. Next page, page 11-4. Inspection. Failure to explain and demonstrate the hydraulic brake check correctly will result in an automatic failure of the CDL vehicle inspection test. This check is designed to see that the hydraulic brakes operate correctly. Use the following hydraulic brake check steps based on your vehicle's system specifications. Inspect that indicators and warning systems are functioning, as specified by the manufacturer, if equipped. With the transmission placed in park, identify the normal height of the brake pedal and inspect brake pedal pressure, i.e. Pump the brake pedal 3 times and then hold it down for 5 seconds or as specified by the manufacturer. The brake pedal should not move, depress after initial application, and should be firm and have a sufficient amount of reserve for brake pedal application. Inspect that the hydraulic power assist systems, if equipped, are functioning as specified by the manufacturer. Note, hydraulic brake systems vary. Your system may require the ignition to be in the on position and/or the engine running. You will need to explain and demonstrate to the examiner the procedures for your vehicle as specified by the manufacturer.